Hi, this is Sue Hallis. I teach math at Batavia High School, which is located in Western New York. You're listening to the AT Tips Cast.
Hello and welcome to the AT Tips Cast, exploring and investigating different implementation of assistive technology in public schools. I'm your host, Chris Bouguet. This is episode number 10, recorded on March 23rd, 2008. Math. I suck at math. My father's an architect and totally math-minded. My brother is an engineer and totally math-minded. I have this aunt who is a math teacher. Yep, she's the one who did the bumper here at the beginning of the episode. And despite having her work with me diligently for hours and hours back in high school, I could barely pass my exams. So, even though I'm really bad at math, I'm going to try and give a tip for math. So, here we go. Let's get into tip number 16, talking calculator. Talking Calculator is a free piece of software that you can load from www.premiereathome.com/products/talkingcalculator.php. Yeah, I know that's a long one, but don't worry. I'll have that link up on the attipscast.wordpress.com site, so you can just click on it there. The Talking Calculator is basically just that, a calculator that talks. It provides auditory feedback for students who are better auditory learners or who need to hear things auditorily, like, you know, students with visual impairments. Now, the Talking Calculator that I'm talking about here today is one that you can download from the internet and you can install on your Windows-based computer. However, there are also physical talking calculators that you can carry around in your hand and hit a speak button. It'll play whatever you've typed into it. So now back to the one that goes on the computer. More than just it talking, it's got some other cool features. First, it has a window that allows the student and teacher to see and hear the calculations. So have a listen to this calculation from the work area.
Current number 2 plus 5. The total is 27. 6 plus 2. The total is 89. 8. 9. Divide. 5. The total is 9.94,413,407,821,229E-02.
Second, it has a copy work button, so the student can easily copy all of that work and then pop it into another program like Word or PowerPoint. You can also turn off the voice if need be and just use it like a regular calculator. Now, it is a free program, so there are some limitations. You can't adjust the size of the calculator or the voice on the calculator. It just is what it is. But having said that, it is larger to use than the standard Windows calculator, and that doesn't have a voice either. So I hope you enjoy using the Talking Calculator. That about does it for this week's episode. I'd like to thank my Aunt Sue, who's the math teacher at Batavia High School, for giving the bumper at the beginning of this episode. If you have any questions, comments, stories of successful technology integration, ideas for segments of the show, or really anything at all, please contact me at attipscast@gmail.com. Until next time, may all your interventions be inclusive, and may all your strategies be supportive.